Natural spectacles can be ephemeral, here one moment and gone the next, like a fiery sunset. The firework is a man-made recreation of that moment of wonder. Its essence is gunpowder. Depending on who's telling the story, it was a Chinese cook or alchemist some 2,000 years ago who found that mixing together three ingredients, potassium nitrate, charcoal and sulphur, and then lighting it produced a bone-rattling bang. It didn't take long for someone to come up with stuffing the hollow cavity of bamboo with powder, and voila, the firecracker was born. The loud and startling explosions have become an important part of Chinese celebrations ever since, the belief being that the noise will scare away evil spirits. By the 12th century, the Chinese used gunpowder to fire missiles from cannons in warfare, but they adapted the idea for spectacular pyrotechnical effects, simply for amusement. The idea found its way to Europe, thanks to crusaders returning from the Middle East, which explains why Malta, with its Knights of St. John, has such a strong firework tradition. The 13th century scientist Roger Bacon was fascinated by gunpowder and wrote that when lit, you will get thunder and lightning if you know the trick. Fireworks became part of all kinds of celebrations, and especially popular in Italian religious festivals, where displays were designed by a firemaster. His assistants were called green men because of the leaves they wore to give protection from sparks. In England, Handel composed his music for the Royal Fireworks in 1749 to accompany the display in London that celebrated the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle, and the British introduced the spectacle to its colonies. They were used to celebrate America's independence in 1776, which is why firework displays still remain a vital part of the commemoration. Until the 1830s, fireworks all blazed with the same sulphurous light, meaning some displays were viewed from behind a screen of coloured glass to give a different effect. But then the Italians discovered that adding mineral salts to the gunpowder gave different colours, copper for blue, lithium for red, and barium for white. Aluminium added glittery effects. The downside is that the smoke fireworks create is toxic, with the smoke today adding to air pollution in India during the Diwali festival and in China during its New Year celebrations. We're born with an innate fear of loud noises. So what is it that draws us to the shock of an exploding firework, let alone displays that can go on for more than an hour? There's surely something cataclysmic about the whole idea, not so much the Big Bang, but the end of the world itself, with streaking comets and exploding stars. And maybe that's it, the promise of immortality. For having witnessed the end of the world, we live to see another day. And what could be more spectacular than that?